Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to Laura Hildebrand, a Patreon sponsor. I'm so grateful for her patronage, and she's also on the Wall of Fame. She's sponsored at the $10 level. It's you can see it at prayeveryday.show and see the bricks. So if Pray Every Day has helped you, or it's blessed you, or it's been a part of your day, and you'd like to help out just a little bit with all the engineering and all of that, you can become one of our sponsors at patreon.com/prayeveryday. And again, thank you in advance, and thank you to Laura Hildebrand. Today we are reading from, again, the Sermon on the Mount, and we are in Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21 in an NASB. And it says this: "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, these are convicting verses because we love our treasures. And unfortunately, we've mistaken trinkets for treasures, and we've sufficed to live our lives in pursuit of little trinkets when the great treasure in heaven is something we've ignored. And you actually are the greatest treasure. So as we live for you and as we treasure you, the things of this earth will become, as that hymn or old song says, strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. And so, Lord, forgive us for worrying about stuff. Forgive us for laboring for it, for spending our lives for it, for believing that somehow having the right stuff means something, for living for our reputation, for living for how we look, for living for how we appear to be successful. None of that stuff matters. And your word says moth and rust destroys it. Thieves break in and steal. And so these are impermanent things. We have lived for impermanent instead of for the permanent. Lord, I don't exactly know what it looks like to store up for myself treasures in heaven, but I have a hunch it has to do with loving people. I have a hunch that it has to do with selflessness and thinking about your kingdom before I think about my kingdom. So Lord, in practicality, I pray you would show us what it means today as we go throughout our day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, talking to people, interacting with friends, family, what it means to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. I show us someone to pray for, Lord, in the moment, not just, oh, I'll pray for you, but actually stopping and praying. I believe that doing that will store a treasure in heaven. It's something that cannot be destroyed. It's something that that is eternal. Help us to give to those in need, because Lord, we have so much and we don't need our treasures here. We need to spend them for the sake of those who need them. Your abundance will be, the scripture says, and I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 9, it could be 1 Corinthians 9, but talking about our abundance will be a supply for someone else's lack. And so, Lord, if we do have abundance today, I pray you would open our eyes to the lack around us so that our abundance can be the supply of lack. And if we are in lack today, I pray someone else's abundance in the body of Christ will become our, will provide for us. Lord, we want our heart with you. We want our heart to be living in light of the truth of your daily kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as we prayed recently. So Lord, open our eyes today to some kingdom opportunities and forgive us for the past where we have tried in vain to build our own reputation, our own name, and our own kingdom. I pray for those who are, I'm thinking of a particular friend of mine who's grieving the loss of a family member to suicide. And Lord, that's such a difficult place. And I don't even really have words to frame around it, but I do know that you are Lord of all. And I do know that you are one who comforts the afflicted. And I pray for comfort for those who are either mourning the loss of someone or walking alongside someone who wants to take their life, or maybe they've been someone who has tried to take their life. Lord, help us to live in light of these verses, that it doesn't matter all the stuff around us. It doesn't matter what people say to us, even though that's hard and it hurts. What really matters is your kingdom. Help us to take our focus off of the here and now and to place it in that eternal place where we will be reunited with loved ones, where we will be able to understand your paradoxical plan, which we may not be able to discern here on earth. So Lord, just be tender today to those who are mourning and grieving. Be tender to those who are trying to help others who are broken. Just be with us today. We love you. We need you. We bow our knee before you. We acknowledge that we get it wrong a lot of the time, but we just thank you today that right now in this moment, we are in your grace. You have affection for us. You love us. You sent your son, Father. You sent your son to die for us. And therefore, nothing can separate us from your love, not any circumstances, not lack of treasures or treasures. Nothing can stand in the way of your love for us. Help us to live in light of that. I pray that in Jesus' provisional and beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I pray that I pray today that you would have that divine opportunity to be able to store up a treasure on the other side. Have a great day.